This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd.
ComEd nice. Lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay. Visit ComEd.com/pay to choose what works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
A text we received. You can text in your Hey, I Was Wondering to 60123 if you'd like. You can email them. You can get them to us any number of ways. And then you receive valuable prizes. Hey, Eric, I was wondering if people with auto brewery syndrome exhibit symptoms as if they're intoxicated. Do you think they'd test positive if given a breathalyzer? Now, remember, Whip had done this story about the woman who pees booze.
Yeah. So there were two different types. You know, the woman who just had it, I think, just in her her bladder or her urine or whatever, which was the case last week, she did not exhibit signs of being drunk.
So it never actually got into her bloodstream.
Right. She was just
straight peeing booze.
Extremely unique case.
Right.
She was.
She was like peeing vodka.
Yes.
But
did not exhibit any signs of intoxication. And again, like you said, was not in her bloodstream. But other past cases, the booze would be in the people's bloodstream, and they would exhibit signs of being drunk even if they had not drunk.
Okay, now that's interesting because it adds to the second question. If the booze is in the bloodstream and it's self-made, could she pass a breathalyzer? Because it was never actually anything she consumed.
Yeah, this is where you would need a medical professional on this one, Eric. I don't know.
So she could be driving around in her Toyota Corolla, unintentionally hammered by her own body, creating the booze in her bloodstream, and then when the cops pull her over and she blows a 0.0, nobody can figure out what the hell's going on.
Yeah, it'd be a big mystery case.
That is a really good question. Because, like, when you blow that, is the sensor coming from something? Is it straight from your lungs? Is it something comes up from your stomach through your lungs?
I
don't know. That's really interesting.
I don't know.
Might need Dr. Dre's help on this one. The doctor.
Come on. That's funny.
Thank you, Vila.
I'm going to really enjoy you guys when you have that podcast. You guys are doing all this comedy.
I didn't say anything.
No,
I was going to enjoy it.
I said I was going to enjoy it. You with the Melissa throwing rock bits with Dr. Dre.
Dr.
Checking out breathalyzer results.
We go for the easy layups,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Right, exactly. You got to take those points when they're giving them to you.
Yeah, you guys are cherry picking.
You always do.
Do me a favor. Get back on defense.
Defense? Okay.
Yeah. Get back here on defense. Quit staying up there waiting for the easy lay-in. All right?
Oh, my gosh.
Does anybody know? Do we have any doctors listening that can, for the love of God, help me? Before Melissa decides, I got to get a joke in here, too.
Yeah, you're due.
Pass me the ball, coach.
Right. It's time for me to start joking, too, in this comedy show.
Well, three is comedy.
Oh, God.
Right.
Not for
one
me,
more.
It's not. Yep. If you three decide to start doing the comedy, it's time for me to leave.
You look so tired.
312-233-1019. 312-233-1019. Any doctors know anything about this? Do you remember what it was called specifically, Whip?
I think it was auto brewery syndrome.
Auto brewery syndrome.
So crazy.
Could you pass a breathalyzer?
I don't think
I could.
That's
a tough question. 312-233-1019. There's no way we're getting an answer on this. No way. It's not going to happen.
You never know.
I'm not even going to try. 530 Club right now is going, I'm going to turn over and see what that other station's doing. Whip, what would you binge watch if you were to become a shut-in on the weekend?
Oh, man. You know, I have binge-watched Stranger Things, and I have three episodes to go at the end of the current season. I just sort of, like, got stuck at some point and never went back.
Violetta.
New Girl. The only series I can, like, restart, watch over. It's so funny.
Gotcha. You, New Girl, and Whips was
Stranger Things.
Yeah. I'm still going live PD.
Of course
you
are.
Well, we know that.
Plus, it's easy to watch, binge watch it, because A&E just runs it all day long.
Right. Yeah, they know what's good.
Just like this. Like, this is an easy binge watch, Marie, all day long.
Law and Order.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. I've done that.
Yeah. I have, too. They just one after the other. They just keep coming. Law and Order. Not to be confused with another good binge watching show, Maria.
Gilmore Girls.
You love yourself some what, Courtney?
Parks and Rec.
Okay, got it. For you, Gianni, it's a full day of what?
Two and a half men.
A lot of those episodes, like 11 years worth or something.
Yes, there are. Charlie Sheen still getting paid. Melanie.
the Goldberg.
Oh, Jeff Gold.
Garland.
Garland.
Why do I want to say Goldblum? I don't know.
Different guy.
Wrong. It's all the sleeping drugs. Yeah, Jeff Garland would really appreciate that. At number three, I've tried to watch it. It always makes me sick to my stomach. Literally, physically ill. Tim.
Shameless.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. You've said that before
William
about that
Macy,
show.
William H. Macy, based here in Chicago. I physically get ill watching it.
Especially when they have, like, love scenes because everything looks so dirty.
Everything's just dirty all the time and gross, yeah. And there's so many
grimy
problems. And grime. Yeah.
Set sure here, right?
Yes. Yes.
Feels
set
like here.
In Chicago. Yeah. Hi there, John. Number two.
Yeah, good morning. I like watching Hotel Impossible.
Hotel Impossible.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah.
I've never seen
this
that.
This guy
one
goes around, helps struggling hotels, tells them what they're doing wrong. Some of the owners are
like, you know, like the Bar
rescue.
Impossible guy. Like Bar Rescue.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
the hotel version of it.
Nice.
Okay.
Got it. And finally, in at number one, it's a Saturday afternoon. You want nothing to do with your friends and family. You spend a full day with what, Elizabeth?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
There you are. Get a little bit of everything. Diners.
Yeah.
Do you prefer the diners, the drive-ins, or the dives?
The dives.
Yeah.
That's my girl.
That's food.
Everybody loves a good dive, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You find yourself a good
food
dive. I got a great dive down the street from me. I love it.
Do you?
I can't get enough of it.
Nice.
Enjoy it. Social media tops the list of the top 10 things Americans have given up for Lent. Followed by booze, Twitter, chocolate, Lent, meat, swearing. Melissa's not doing that. Her and Pat are smoking and swearing all day.
Oh, my God.
Coffee, soda, and sex. We're looking for the things that you probably should give up, but you're not gonna. Like what, Marie?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
So, literally, my boss has said to me the other day, what did you give up for Lent besides everything? Because I'm always dieting. I want to just give up dieting.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you should probably, you should give up dieting, but you won't.
Like,
yeah,
live life, I guess.
There's too much life to live. You probably should give it up because it's become an obsession, but you won't. Taylor?
Pickles.
Yeah.
Why should you give up pickles?
Gotta kick that pickle habit.
I eat them too much. Even my mom says I eat them too much.
Right.
I eat them like chips.
Right. Yeah.
Really?
Remember, these things, Melissa, they're not necessarily bad for you. I mean, because make the list. Coffee, sex, swearing, meat. I mean, it's just things that you maybe indulge in too much.
Overindulge.
Yeah. Overindulge. Like, Mary, you should probably give it up for Lent, but you're not gonna.
Yeah, you know, I made the mistake of giving up Amazon, but what I should really give up is giving my students classwork and homework because they don't do it anyway.
Oh,
and eventually they turn in piles and piles and piles, which just creates more work for me.
There you go. See, you might as well just stop giving out homework because homework becomes homework for you.
Definitely.
Right.
And really nobody wins because nobody's going to do it well anyway.
Definitely stop the homework.
Yeah. What grade do you teach?
I teach junior high, so the fun one.
Oh, yeah.
The fun
one.
That's
a lot of fun.
The ones that have lost their minds.
I give you a lot of credit.
Completely lost their minds. We go to the social media desk of Meldy, who has been digging her way through Twitter to find out the top three things that are trending right now. You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, in at number three.
Okay, a pizza shop in New York is gaining a ton of attention by helping out some local animal shelters. So Just Pizza and Wing Co. in New York attaches flyers of dogs that can be adopted at local animal shelters around the New York area. So if you order a pizza, you'll see some info on your pizza box about an adoptable dog.
Free
so
dogs.
Yeah, the cool thing is that anybody who adopts a dog featured on a pizza box will also get a $50 gift card to that pizza shop.
Oh, making money on adopted dogs, too.
So people love it, Twitter loves it, and the local shelters have noticed a small increase in adoption because of this.
There you go. Get yourself a dog.
Very nice.
And a pizza. Trending on Twitter number two.
Okay, we've heard about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Meghan Markle, you know, she used to be a royal. She's still a royal until March 31st. That's when they're officially stepping down. And now it's being announced that Meghan's first big public appearance will be at this year's Met Gala in May. So this is probably to get her foot more in the door with the whole acting thing.
Isn't that the Met Gala? That's the one where everybody dresses weird, like Meghan will have to dress like a peanut butter jar.
They always have a theme.
Yeah.
Wonder if they'll dress like Queen Elizabeth to really poke into her.
That might be.
Yeah. A lot of crowns.
Yeah, the Met Gala, it's a good place if you're an actor and you want to be seen. This is coming after the Queen, and only Prince Harry had a four-hour heart-to-heart talk about his future. It does seem like they've cleared the air, so we might be seeing Meghan at some more events soon.
Okay, and trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, the trend, happy birthday Camila, is going around because today is Camila Cabello's 23rd birthday. So all of her fans are wishing her a big happy birthday by sharing photos and their love for her on Twitter. Everybody's paying attention to Shawn Mendes and checking up on his Twitter to see if he'll wish Camila a happy birthday.
Yeah, they've kind of they've gone off the radar, the two of them.
Yeah, kept the PDA down a lot recently.
A lot.
Yeah, you know what she's a big fan of? Scrambled eggs on her face.
What?
Yeah, I'll tell you what that means coming up. Thanks, Mel D. The mix. Here we go. Anybody listening who? This is the biggest bride chilla listening. Not bridezilla. Bride chilla. Because that's what Katy Perry says she is. She's barely involved. Are these rare? Are bride chillas rare?
I mean, maybe a little bit. I mean, if you're not involved at all and you just let everybody else handle it, that's pretty rare.
Just chilling out, relaxing your way through the process. Low stress. Rebecca.
Hi.
Hi, you're a bride chilla?
Yeah. Not by design, but it was perfect. My husband, now husband, showed up at my work and got down on one knee, proposed, and said, "Close your doors. We're going to get married." I barely had time to change out of the Old Navy t-shirt that I was in.
Wow.
He had everything set up, the JP, the marriage certificate, the courthouse, everything.
I like you even got the slang down. The JP, the Justice of the Peace.
Oh, I was trying to figure that out.
I was too. I'm
the JP.
I was afraid to ask.
It was absolutely
right. The JP for the BM, the big marriage. Yeah.
BM. And we've been going strong ever since.
Look at that.
I love it.
That's so awesome. Chill. Is that how you would envision getting married? That he would propose in your office and say, "We're going and doing this business right now."
No, but actually, it was absolutely perfect. I had the big wedding many, many, many moons ago, and we were talking about eventually getting married at some point in time, and he just showed up, and I literally couldn't imagine it being any other way now.
That's so nice. It was showtime.
Yeah.
She's a bride chilla. Thank you. Thank you, Rebecca. Hey, Colleen.
Hi.
You're a bride chilla as well?
I am. I think that I was probably just very like, okay, that's fine, whatever you guys want to do. We got married in a month and a half, I think it was. We changed the date for an out-of-town relative so they could come in.
No big deal.
No big
Friday,
deal.
Saturday, Sunday, whatever works.
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
It's all end up the same.
Yeah. Did you have like a reception at all then?
We did. It was at my mother-in-law's house.
There you go. Just order in some KFC. Yeah. Low-key it.
It was catered. I can't remember where, though.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't even matter. Right. Yeah.
Did you go out and pick out a dress or just grab something out of the closet?
We had a whole day planned. My mom, my sisters, my bridesmaids, and we went to one store. I tried on two dresses, and I found it.
I'll take it.
And we left.
Wow.
Cool. I'll take it. Would you like to try some more? Nah, this one's good.
I won't even get it tailored.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, whatever. We really don't need to worry about it. We're just going to go down to the JP.
That is so funny.
That is funny.
Yeah. I'm so chill, I don't even say all the words all the way through.
Exactly.
I abbreviate everything. I like it. 3,000 people surveyed and said, hey, in your mind, if you were going to tell us what's the first name of the biggest shopaholic woman, what would it be? 312-233-1019. A shopaholic woman is named what, Emily? Hi, Emily.
Amanda.
I'm sorry?
Amanda.
I'm antsy.
No, Amanda?
Amanda.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Seriously, I have to ask you, is this the weirdest day ever?
It
is
kind of
weird.
It's kind of like the weather. You know, you don't know what you're going to get.
The shopaholic woman is known as what, Amber?
Amber?
No.
She's naming herself.
Self-proclaimed. Thank you. No. Oh. The shopaholic woman, Julia, is known as?
Karen.
Exactly right.
Really?
Yeah, if you're dating or married to a Karen, you're going to go broke.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, well, that's part of the beauty of it.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah. So your top shopaholic women, Karen at number one, followed by Courtney. You'll go broke with a Courtney.
All right.
Broke.
Ooh, okay.
Stephanie, Maddie, April, Jessica, Mary, Georgia, Catherine, and Amanda. Those are the women that shop like nobody's business.
Crazy.
The men who are shopaholics, number one, Joshua. Joshua's will spend money on shoes like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, I can't trust it. Hair care products.
Yeah. Right. Which is, you know, the sea captain, Josh.
Right.
Yeah. With his dad's boat. More on that coming up. Your shopaholic men are Josh, Chris, Callum, Scott, Lewis, Luke, Jacob, Marcus, Philip, and Andy.
Never met a Callum I could trust.
That's
I always say that.
Spend money like crazy. Your most frugal women. Who do you think are the tightest when it comes to money as far as women go?
How about Lisa?
Lisa, no, I'm sorry, no Lisas.
Marge,
no. It goes at number 10 to 1. Amy, Sarah, Claire, Lucy, Kelly, Zoe, Alice, Julie, Katie, and your cheapest, most frugal woman name?
Melissa.
Close. Oh. Emma.
Oh. That's not close.
Ends in an A, though.
That's true.
For men, your most frugal men, at number 10, working to 1, Liam, Ben, Paul, Connor, Edward, Simon, James, Sam, Jack, and your cheapest man, Matthew.
Ooh. Okay.
Welcome to Lily's Big Sale. Today we're offering the red velvet cupcakes that Mrs. Johnson next door called breathtaking. Cash, credit, or online payment accepted.
Just like Lily, ComEd provides multiple payment options.
Need a gluten-free or vegan? Just ask our staff.
I'm not your staff, I'm your brother.
Choose the payment option that works best for you. Auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in person. Visit ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
One order of gluten-free cupcakes coming right up.
Dating a sea captain. Last hour, we had two finalists. Violetta picked the first one. And we kind of had to overrule that because Violetta actually picked, you know, some guy who's using his dad's boat to pick up chicks.
Yeah. I'm looking out for Mel D. I think this could be a good match.
A guy named Josh
who
has like a boat off the coast of Malibu that he's going to Catalina Island on. It's got a hot tub. It's not really
the spirit
of the sea captain. Yeah. We're looking at something more like Popeye, the one-legged or the wooden-legged, wooden teeth guy from Alaska.
Right, 50-year-old wooden-leg Popeye.
Right. Right. All right, so read what Josh said again.
So Josh.
On the Data Sea Captain website from LD.
27-year-old Josh from Silver Lake, California said, "Ahoy, you look like a chill girl who's down to party on my dad's boat, is always stocked and has a 6 sound system. Yeah. If you want drama-free, part-time captain, who looks cool in one of those hats, DM me back. Hope this isn't a fail and we can set sail."
You know what I say to you, Josh? Thank you.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
Then we said, that's a little too D-baggy. what about Popeye? What did Popeye say?
So Popeye said, "I'm a strong, silent type with rugged good looks, a condo, and a jacuzzi on my boat.
Oh, look at that.
You're attractive, intelligent, and talented. I'll try to keep up. I'm a sea captain by trade, but a musician at heart. So I'm looking for a woman to sing and dance with me. I love both salt and freshwater chicks with 2 scoops of chum and plenty of bait.
And I've got a wooden leg."
Yeah.
All right. So we said, all right, those are the two guys, the two sea captains that Mel D has reached out to Mel D. What should we respond to them?
Yeah.
I've got 5 finalists here, okay?
All right.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to read all 5 finalists. You guys pick from the 5 the final 3. And then we'll take the text to decide which one wins.
That'll be perfect.
Okay? All right. Here are your 5 finalist responses to Josh, the I'm trying too hard drunken sea captain.
Yeah, he
and was shot. Popeye, this leg ain't wooden for a reason.
Yeah, plenty of bait.
I don't even know what that means. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Response number 1. "I'd love to hang out on your boat as long as we don't go near the poop deck."
Okay.
Response number 2. "Sometimes I get seasick. Will you hold my hair back while I throw up in your dinghy?"
Oh, gross.
Mixing a lot of them there.
We're working a lot of angles here.
Yeah.
I think you're going to like the next 3. Number 3. "You officially sound like a great catch."
Oh, my God.
The catch and everything.
"You officially sound like a great catch." Finalist number 4. "Be careful of my buoys. They might hit you in the face if you decide to motorboat." My buoys.
Okay, right.
Yeah. And finally, response number 5. "I'm very gullible and not very shellfish."
shellfish. Like that. Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
I'm very gullible, but not very shellfish.
Okay.
Melissa.
Okay, so then maybe I'll just go with the you officially sound like a great
catch. All right,
catch.
That's option A, whip.
I'm going with the buoys in the face with the motorboat.
option B, and Violetta.
I'm very gullible, but not very selfish.
Shellfish. Okay, those are the options. Text in A, B, or C, whichever one gets the most votes. That's what we'll respond to. Josh, I'm using my daddy's boat to pick up girls. And Popeye, I'm actually using my boat to pick up girls for myself.
Right.
Awesome. Uh-huh. You officially sound like a great catch, A. B, be careful of my buoys. They might hit you in the face when you decide to motorboat. Or C, I'm very gull. Get it? Like seagull?
Yeah.
I'm very gullible and not very shellfish.
Hey.
A, B, or C, what's it going to be? Top vote getter. We'll send back on datacaptain.com. They did a survey to determine what our daily struggles might be that we all just battle through, spending less, cooking more, drinking enough water, sticking to an exercise routine, staying on budget, eating healthy. Yeah, those are all pretty standard struggles for the struggle being real. You've got a strange struggle you're battling right now. 312-233-1019. Hey, Jeff, the struggle is real.
Yeah, it's just trying to stay awake because the pets keep waking me up in the night.
Trying to stay awake because the pets keep you up all night.
Yeah.
Working.
Hear it in your voice.
Battling. The struggle is real. Sarah.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. My husband forgot to put the coffee pot under the coffee maker this morning. So as I was cleaning that up and the cabinets out underneath, my dog got sprayed by a skunk.
Oh, my God. The struggle is real. Spilled coffee, sprayed by skunks.
Ew.
The battle, the struggle is real. Teresa.
Well, we paid $16,000 for me, my husband, my son, and daughter to go to Italy.
Uh-huh.
And we were leaving April 9th, trip of a lifetime. Everything is set up, every stop, every hotel. And now that the president has said, you know, he's suggesting no
When do we get to the struggle? Where's the struggle?
Get our money back.
Ah, there it is.
Ah, man.
She can't go on her trip.
Ah, struggling. I'm struggling to get an answer there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. The struggle is real. Robin.
Yes, the struggle is real. I'm leaving out for work today, and I smell crap. I look down, and the dog's butt is full of poop. Do I be late for the fifth time in a row, or do I give the dog a booty bath?
If you've already been late 4 days in a row, you might as well just go for the bath. What's the difference?
See, I told you, even this is a struggle.
It is.
Ah, the struggle is real. The struggle is so very, very real, Wendy.
So I'm putting on my makeup for work and putting on my mascara, and I got a big clump underneath my eye, and now it's in my contact, and all I can see is black out of my contact.
I don't have any other contacts. I know. No contacts, mascara, clumping.
Our lives are falling apart.
Oh, God, the struggle is real, Jeanette.
I have been on hold since 8:40 with the City of Chicago Department of Finance for a ticket, red light ticket I paid. I'm still holding while I'm talking to you.
They'll pick up in early April. and say, sorry, we can't help you. Send it in.
Yeah. They open at 9.
Never get anybody.
And finally, oh my God, the struggle is real, Molly.
So my dog recently had surgery, and for the last 2 weeks, I have had to analyze her poop 3 to 4 times a day to determine whether it's diarrhea, whether she's doing better.
Yeah, keep talking.
I'm on Super Bowl.
There we go. There's your winner. The struggle is real. 3 to 4 times a day, digging your way through your dog's poop.
That's a lot of animal stories.
Oh, my God. A lot of dogs pooping.
Yeah.
The struggle is real, Molly. Three finalists for our two sea captains, Josh and Popeye. Josh, the young guy who's out in dad's boat with the hot tub trying to pick up girls.
Mm.
And Popeye, who actually has his own boat, with a hot tub trying to pick up girls.
And a wooden leg.
The three finalists on how we respond to them. A, you said we should go with, you officially sound like a great catch. Officially.
Yeah.
B, be careful of my buoys. They might hit in the face if you decide to motorboat.
Right.
And C, I'm very gullible and not very shellfish. All right. I've got the final votes here. In third place, with 3% of the vote, 3%, I'm very gullible and not very shellfish.
I win nothing, ever.
Yeah, you don't win very much, no.
No prizes.
Number
okay.
two, with 30% of the vote, 30% of the vote, you officially sound like a great catch, which means we respond to both of them with, be careful of my buoys, they might hit you in the face if you decide to motorboat.
Yeah. I mean, you had two aquatic jokes in in one sentence. Yeah, that's a winner.
And 67% of that. All right, I'm going to give you that. There you go.
Thank you.
Respond to Josh, I got my dad's boat, and Popeye, I got my own boat.
Aye, aye, Captain.
And let's see what they send back.
Yeah, I think they're going to like it.
How do you feel about this, Melody?
Well, I like Josh a lot,
yeah,
so let's stick
happen.
With him. I think he'll appreciate a nice boob joke.
Now, if this doesn't work out, remember, we've always got dateaninmate.com in the,
right.
waiting in the wings. So you can date an inmate.
Yeah.
That should be
fine. I'll write him a letter. Yeah.
Last night's Bachelor was a women tell all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're not even on The Bachelor trying to even hide the fact that Peter, the pilot, isn't with any of these women, that he just hooked up with a producer and is going off to marry her.
Right, so I really wonder, and man, do I hate the fact that I've spent any time wondering this.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But when you got to the end of last night, and this is in my review, but in case I don't get there, they sort of foreshadow next week as, like, the most unpredictable, you'll never believe it, no one could have seen it coming, what happens at the end.
Right.
So I almost wonder if that's, he doesn't choose
like
anybody, and he chooses the producer
like
off
there's
camera.
There's two women there in their evening gowns
right,
waiting
yeah.
for their ring, and he just walks around to the other side of the camera and hands a ring to a woman with a headset on and a
right.
clipboard.
Could you imagine?
I've been sleeping with this fine
right.
woman all
right.
along. See you, suckers. That'd
right.
be great.
Did she get fired for
Didn't
something
just
like that?
Awesome.
Don't you think she'd get in trouble for that?
What does she care?
Apparently.
Good drama.
Yeah. Find another Jeez. Job. She'll be fine.
Listen to you. Plus, I have no ambitions, ladies. Just get
no,
married.
No,
pilot
no, that's, no. I said she'll find another job.
Oh,
she'll,
yeah.
be, she'll be more famous
that's
and
true.
More
right.
desirable for as in, than ever before.
That's right.
Her name recognition is off the charts.
Immediately. To calls
yeah,
from every reality
right.
TV show
yeah.
out there.
Yeah, she'll be in high demand, no doubt about it. He gave himself, am I stealing from here?
No, no, not at all. You can go 8. With that.
8.5.
Yeah.
They asked him how he felt that he did on the show on a scale of 1 to 10. He said 8.5. Do you agree or disagree with that number?
Oh, man, he's a 10 in my book, Eric. Right. It's been nonstop heart throbbery.
Heart throbbery.
Yeah,
wow,
total heart throbbery.
I like that word.
Yep.
I feel that
thanks,
one.
Thanks,
like
thanks.
That.
Feeling some throbbing.
What? You're what?
I don't even know
You're
what.
On a roll.
I honestly
That's
do not know
awesome.
What's going on today. I don't know what's going on today. Just when you think
I
things. Seriously, we're
coming.
Getting things like 80% done and then just stopping.
Oh, really?
I don't know how that's happening.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Mr. Throbbing? All right. I'm going to play the jingle. You know how it works. You got 30 seconds and 30 seconds only to smash down, to condense 5 hours worth of The Bachelor.
I'll
last
try.
Night. 30 seconds only so that we don't have to go back and live through any of that misery.
Right.
You ready?
I think so.
Here we go. And go.
Before the women tell all, Pete tells Chris he can see all three women as his wife, but nobody can see Madison because she hasn't shown up yet after walking out at the end of last week. But Hannah Ann and Victoria F. look like they're freezing to death in their dresses at the outdoor rose ceremony in some field. And oh, wait, there's Madison after all. Then Pete boots Victoria F. She sniffles her way through their conversation saying she feels stupid and she shouldn't feel stupid. He says she shouldn't feel stupid. She says, I don't want to hear it. She takes off and cries in the limo. And next week, Hannah Ann and Madison are the two-part finale people, which is going to be unexpected and complicated and feature something that nobody could see coming according to the preview.
Wow. I can't wait to see how this turns out.
Wow.
This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd.
ComEd nice.
Lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay. Visit ComEd.com/pay to choose what works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.